So the connection between chemtrails and 5G?
It's all interconnected. The metallized particulates, that would allow the 5G phased array, so basically the radar, it would allow it to be able to identify you, so it can watch you, it can identify you in your own home, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
For the last X amount of years, we've been through chemtrailing, and that is now the cat is out of the box. We've had these nanoparticulates raining down on humanity for years now, impregnating our bodies, by best accounts, staying inside our bodies. Those nanoparticulates, what you're saying, are creating, building up a kind of a phosphorescence glow capability so that we can be flagged up in our homes, behind concrete and steel, inside bunkers, in the basement, doesn't matter where you are. The 5G will be able to now triangulate, map, and read you because you as a living being are impregnated with these nanoparticulates, which are acting as a kind of transmission and reception technology.
It's exactly, absolutely exactly.
You have to consider that DNA also works as a fractal antenna, which is able to send and receive and also to process signals under the form of radio frequencies. Well, then there is no doubt that artificial radio frequencies, such as those of cell towers, and in particular these new types of towers that have a much higher density of signals, they may somehow interfere with the ability of DNA to retain and transmit biological signals. So this is one level of danger that very few biologists are aware of.